Well, now that we've identified, you know, many of these genes that are involved in insecticides resistance, but more specifically, we've actually been able to kind of predict whether certain genes are able to develop insecticide resistance. This is huge because it's now a genome-guided approach to developing insecticides that these flies may not be able to develop resistance to. And so it'll allow industry and other researchers to intelligently design insecticides and just stop that resistance from even being an issue right from the get-go.
The genomes of other common flies have already been mapped. So how genetically unique was this particular species?
Well, Lucilia was similar in regards to, you know, the size of the genome, how many genes it had. But it was really interesting because we found just over 2,000 genes that are completely unique to the Australian sheep blowfly. So they don't have any related genes in any other fly that have currently been sequenced.
What are some of the next steps in this project in terms of developing new interventions and control methods?
Well, the next steps, now that we've identified all of the genes in the genome, is, you know, we're going to start mapping these genes to the chromosomes so we know exactly where they're located in the fly and, you know, what are the other genes that are surrounding them to try and get a better idea of how these genes interact with one another, you know, what they're directly responsible for. And there's some really exciting new technologies out there, such as CRISPR, which let scientists actually go in and knock out certain of these genes just to really test drive our hypotheses on what the genes are responsible for.
People might be familiar with projects like the Human Genome Project, and as I mentioned, some other organisms have had their genome mapped. So were you drawing on similar technologies and methods to undertake this research?
Yes, we were. And actually, we were working in collaboration with the Baylor Medical College of Medicine, and they were responsible for the Human Genome Sequencing Project. And it's great because Baylor College is actually providing sequencing free of charge for 5,000 insect species as part of their I5K pilot project. So we were able to work really closely with them, and they provided the raw data that we used for this project.
I guess one of the next steps in finding controls and interventions will be finding an Achilles heel for this fly. So what kind of investigations will we be taking into that area?
Well, I mean, the genes that are involved in insecticide resistance will obviously be looked at in depth just because those are the ones that we're having the most issues with. But as far as the Achilles heel, I think we're yet to find it, which is exciting because, you know, the genes that allow for the parasitic interaction between the actual maggots and the sheep, we'll be able to identify. And potentially those, or the orphan genes, the ones that we weren't able to identify, we feel have a really important role in just how this fly is able to parasitize its host. So those will be, you know, two areas of research that we'll definitely be looking into, and hopefully we'll find that Achilles heel in there somewhere.
Is Lucilia a problem in sheep flocks in other parts of the world as well?
Yes, it is. So Lucilia caprina, specifically the Australian sheep blowfly that we worked on, is also found in New Zealand and causes a lot of problems in their sheep flocks. And Lucilia sericata, which is a close relative, causes just as much damage in the UK. And so we're excited because lots of these genes that we were able to identify in Lucilia caprina are probably going to be found in Lucilia sericata as well. So hopefully, you know, the future control methods that are designed will be able to be used for other species as well.
What got you personally interested in this project?
Well, I've always been a fan of parasites, but I've actually have more of a tick background. Did my grad studies in Canada and knew of Robin Gasser, my current supervisor, just by reading his papers. And I mean, genomics and all of the omics technologies, it's so exciting that we're able to do what we're able to do nowadays. And so when I was offered the position at the University of Melbourne in Robin's lab, I just jumped on it. And Lucilia is a huge issue for Australia, so it was a really exciting project to be a part of.